I have not been shy that one of my most treasured routines is my morning routine. For me, I just love the quiet early mornings to focus on the things that I have chosen to start my day. And if I skip my morning routine, I feel it. My day does not go the same. But that doesn't mean that every morning looks exactly alike either. I've been having a lot of conversations with other women recently about their morning routines. And one of the common things that I've heard is that they feel like they aren't keeping up with this routine because life just gets too busy and they don't feel like they have time in the mornings, but they still have a strong desire to have a morning routine. But I don't think it has to be all or nothing. And that is one thing that just keeps coming up is that they feel like they have to be following one specific morning routine. And if they can't do that, they feel like they're failing. And the great thing about a morning routine is that you don't just have to follow one routine. It doesn't even have to be one routine that you do, but you also don't have to do the same thing that somebody else is doing. It has to be crafted just for you and what you need. So today, I want to talk about how we can create a morning routine that is flexible in different seasons of life and how to know what your personal morning routine should consist of.
Are you ready to stop the chaos, the stress, the overwhelm that's filling your life? I'm Renee Matt, and together you and I are going to build simple routines that are going to change your life. When you put these habits into practice, you're going to be able to organize your life in a way where you can be there for your family, pay off your debt, save money, your house can stay organized, you don't have to stress about what's for dinner, and you still get time for yourself. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Routine Advantage Podcast.
I think the biggest thing about having a morning routine that we can think about is not so much focusing on, oh, I need a morning routine just because I feel like it's something that I'm supposed to do, but rather think about it as being more of a gift to yourself. Because when you can prioritize and take the time for a morning routine, that allows you to really set yourself up in a way to allow you to show up in life the way that you want. It gives you time to really refocus and think about it and also prioritize the things that you really want to do and spend time doing, because life does get really busy. A lot of things happen in our days, and that allows us to make sure that it's done right away in the morning, because when our life just kind of takes control of our days, then we know that we've already prioritized our time and what is important to us. That is the biggest thing when it comes to morning routines. And they can just set the tone for the rest of the day that just makes everything flow better. Now, is everything going to be perfect when you have a morning routine? Absolutely not. But it allows us to really focus on what is important. And so when things do come up that are maybe throwing a wrench in our day or come at us that we weren't expecting, we are able to process those better, and we have a better reaction when we aren't feeling scrambled, like we're not having time for other things that are important to us. So I think the biggest thing is to find a morning routine that feels rejuvenating, because that is the purpose and allows you to really plan ahead so you know what to expect. And rather than reacting to everything and going through your day in this reactionary stance, you're being proactive and you are really like thinking things through and planning ahead. And maybe it won't go according to plan, but you're not going to feel like you're just scrambling and trying to keep up from the moment you get up. And that is what I really love about a morning routine, is I just feel better when I go through it. But like I said in the intro, that doesn't mean that I do the same thing every morning. I do adjust, and I have different morning routines based on what my day is going to look like. And I think that can kind of get a little bit confusing, I guess, when people are talking about a morning routine. You might think, oh, I have a morning routine and it's just one routine and that is what has to be done every morning exactly so. And that's not the case. That's not how life is. If you do that, like, great. If you have the ability to do the same morning routine every single day and you love it, great. Like, keep doing that. But if you feel like you are wanting to have a morning routine, but you just can't seem to stick to the same one every day, it's okay. That's totally fine. That's totally normal. And you can still have a morning routine that works for you. So the biggest thing is to just be intentional with how you're going to spend that time. Because when we create a morning routine, we're not doing what other people are telling us to do that sounds good. You really have to make it something that you want to be doing. Otherwise, you will like lose the consistency. You're not going to want to get up in the morning and do something that other people say is fine. You want to do it because you know that it's what you need. You know that it's what you are focusing on doing. And that's what allows you to be more consistent when it ties back to what you're trying to achieve. So I went through and I have three questions that you can ask yourself when you are trying to build your morning routine. And by doing this, it's going to allow you to take a little bit from each one and craft a routine that works really, really well for you. And the biggest thing I can tell you is don't just create a routine and then be done with it. Create it and try it and give it a few days, give it a couple of weeks, whatever you can do. And start to really think about like how it makes you feel, how you go throughout your day, if you feel like something's missing, if you feel really good, if you feel like you want to tweak it a little bit differently. It is definitely a test and tweak method, and you have to really find what's important to you. And the other thing too is that when you create a routine for your morning, once you have it crafted in a way where it's like, oh, this is what makes me feel really good, and I start my day really well when I take time to do XYZ. When seasons of life change, whether something happens with your marriage, your work, your kids, your vacation times, like literal seasons of the year, like your summer routine is probably very different than your winter routine. And it just changes all throughout life and all through the year. And every morning routine can shift with that. So the routine that you absolutely love right now is probably going to look different 6 months from now, just because we evolve, we change, we grow. Everything around us changes. People in our lives, including us, are growing up and everything shifts. So we just kind of shift along with it. So you're always going to be coming back to this and reprioritizing and reviewing and tweaking as you go. So just keep that in mind when you are doing a routine and you're putting it together. If you're not sticking to one, just tweak it. And even if you start feeling like something's a little off, it doesn't mean that you're failing and that you're not able to keep up on a routine because something's wrong. It probably just means that you need to kind of reassess what is important to you in that season of life. And that's going to allow you to be really flexible and adjust your routines throughout. And the other thing, before we get into the three questions that I want you to go through, is to think about doing multiple versions of your morning routine. And the reason that I say this is because there are mornings where you're going to have an earlier start to your day. You're not going to want to get up a whole lot earlier. If you can and you can make that work, you can absolutely do that. But you also want to make sure that you are prioritizing sleep. And this is something that I know I don't prioritize as much as I should because I love having the morning routine. And in some cases, I know that I choose getting up earlier over sleeping the longer amount of time because we go to bed later. But that is something that eventually it catches up to me and then it's like, nope, I can't do it. And I have to catch up on my sleep. But that's something that I'm working on and I need to keep tweaking to like be able to show up in life the way that I want to. And so just think about the priorities. And as we go through these three questions, it will help you prioritize. So it'll make it a little bit easier. So you might want to grab a pen and paper or your journal or something like that. And let's just walk through these three questions. And these are going to help you really craft your morning routine, especially if you just don't know where to start. So number one question, what are some things that I enjoy that would help me start my day in the best way for me? Now, I will give you some examples, but I really want you to think about this for yourself as well. So if you need to pause right now and then just really write it out and think of some things that come to mind when you're asking yourself this question, but some ideas that are ways that you might really help you enjoy the start of your day is to have quiet time. Maybe it's a hot cup of coffee. Maybe it's getting sunlight right away in the morning. Maybe it's even an intense workout or a run. If you're a runner, I am envious. I always want to be a runner, but I just don't run. Maybe it's a peaceful walk in the woods. Maybe it is grabbing a mat and just doing some really nice stretches. Maybe it's taking 15 minutes to play or read with your kids because they're up as soon as you open your eyes. And maybe it's just prioritizing playtime with them. Maybe it is making breakfast and easing into the day. Whatever it is, what is it that you could do that you enjoy to help you start your day in the best way? Number two question. This is kind of a two questions, but it's number two, is what do I need and what is important to me? So this is another list. And like I said, pause if you need to and just write a bunch of ideas down. Some ideas in this case might be movement. It might be prayer. It might be taking time to journal. It might be focusing on something you're grateful for, and it might be getting movement in your day. These are just some of the ideas. And question number three is, what can I do to be more prepared for what is ahead so my day runs more smoothly? And some ideas here might be reviewing your schedule. It might be setting timers to help keep you on track and on task throughout the day so you don't have to think about everything so much. You just follow your schedule. Maybe it is unloading the dishwasher in the morning so that you know as soon as dirty dishes come up, you can just plug them into the dishwasher. Maybe that's important because it backs you up if that dishwasher isn't unloaded right away. Maybe it's having breakfasts or lunches already prepped, or maybe it's taking time in the morning to put dinner in the crock pot so you don't even have to worry about it later. These are just some ideas. So I want you to just take some time and really go through these three questions, write down as many ideas as you can. And then once you compile all of these ideas, what you can do is you can really review them and pinpoint what is most important. And I want you to create a couple of different routine ideas. So for your morning routine, I want you to create a really short routine. These are the days where everything is really busy. You maybe needed some extra sleep, so you're short on time. Maybe it is a time where you just chose to sleep in, or maybe it's you have appointments right away in the morning and you just know that you're not going to have a whole lot of time to focus on your morning routine. What are the priorities that you have? Because you do have the ability to prioritize something in the morning that will set you up right for the rest of your day. Yes, life can get really busy, but if you don't take the time to prioritize your morning, nobody else is going to. So you need to decide what is the priority items that I want to do every morning, no matter what. non-negotiable. What do I need to do? Is it just taking 30 seconds to say a prayer? Is it taking 3 minutes to review your schedule and know exactly where you need to be? Maybe it's taking 5 minutes to just spruce up the house so that you know you're going to come home to a clean house and an unloaded dishwasher, and you're going to be ready to go when you get home for the next thing that's going to happen. What are your priority items that is your shortest morning routine? And then once you have those, then I want you to create a little bit longer routine. And this is when you have a little bit more time. Think about what it is you want to do and be really intentional here. Don't just write down a list of some things that are like, oh, this kind of sounds good. What are the things that are important to you? And craft a routine, maybe a couple of different routines that sound really good, and test these. Try them out. See how they feel. See how they flow. Maybe you need to even tweak the timing. Maybe you really want to do some journaling in the morning and you want to work out and you also want to be unloading the dishwasher. What order do you do those in? Because that might make a really big difference. Maybe you realize that you need to go straight into your workout when you get up, and then you come back and you unload the dishwasher and then you sit down to journal. Maybe it's you need to ease into it and you do your journal first and then you unload your dishwasher. And then by that time, you have enough energy and you go hit your workout. Whatever it is, then you just test different things. The biggest key here is to be intentional and to test and to tweak. And that is what we're doing. It doesn't have to be perfect. We're just testing and tweaking and just improving little bits of our lives each time we do this. So if you are not being consistent about your morning routine, but you want a morning routine, you're not doing anything wrong. Just keep trying. And that is what the key is. So we're going to go over those three questions one more time in case you need a quick recap. And this is number one, what are some things I enjoy that would help me start my day in the best way for me? Number two, what do I need and what is important to me? Number three, how can I be more prepared for what is ahead so my day runs more smoothly? So those are your questions. Ask yourself, brainstorm, and start highlighting what those priorities are and really crafting your perfect morning routine for you for this season of life. And you're going to find that your life is going to change, and you can always come back to this episode and do these three questions, do this exercise again, run through it, and find what your priorities are in that season of life. And that is how you can create that flexible morning routine to reprioritize and to test so that you can truly have a flexible morning routine that works in any season of life you're in. So I hope that is helpful. If you want to come share your morning routine, what's working for you, or maybe you just need some ideas and you need to talk to other people about it, come join us in our Facebook community. You can come to facebook.com/groups/The Routine Advantage Community. Come join us in there. Share your morning routine with us there. And I hope to see you soon. Otherwise, I will see you on the next episode.
Did you love that episode or learn something useful? If so, would you do me a huge favor? My goal is to grow this podcast and help as many women as I can break free from the overwhelm so they can truly enjoy their life. The best way for me to do this is for you to leave a 5-star written review on your podcast app and to share this episode with a friend or in your Instagram stories. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.